Hello! I'm very excited to announce that we now have merchandise for Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt. You can order t-shirts, sweaters, hoodies, notebooks and coffee cups, all with the show's new logo on it. They look super cool, so check it out. I'll put a link in the show notes for the online store, or you can go to my website, raspratt.com, and click on the merchandise banner. So if you have been enjoying the stories, please do consider ordering something to support the show and help me keep kicking this can down the road. Hello and welcome to Bedtime Stories with me, R.A. Spratt. Well, today's story is A Tall Tale About Valkyries and Mullets. Here we go. At the beginning of year five, Tammy had started going to the school in the next town over, one day a week to be in their STEM class. Tammy did not like change, generally speaking, and this was a big one, but it was an exciting big one. The next town over was different. When you live in a small town, another small town, which might seem much the same to a city person, actually seems exotic and foreign. At her new school, there were more kids with mullets. Mum loved this. When Tammy came out towards the school gates and she spotted Mum standing on the grass verge with Stanley the dog by her feet, Mum's eyes would be glowing with joy. She loved seeing all the kids with mullets coming out of the gates. "I just saw a kid who was so fabulous," said Mum. "He had a red mullet, and his face was so angry, he looked like a middle-aged man who just had his mortgage turned down. He looked like an incredibly short, incredibly angry middle-aged man with a red mullet." "You shouldn't be so judgmental about other children," said Tammy. "I'm not judgmental," protested Mum. "I'm admiring. To have so much character at such a young age, you just know he's going to have an amazing life. I wanted to take a photo, but I didn't because I didn't want to get in trouble for taking photos of other people's children outside of a school." "Good call," said Tammy. "So I want you to find him next week when you go back and draw him for me," said Mum. "I'm not going to do that," said Tammy. "But you're so good at drawing," said Mum. "And you're a kid too, so it'd be less weird if you did it." "It would still be weird," said Tammy. "Well, you are weird," said Mum, "so no one would notice the difference." "I'm not doing it," said Tammy. "I know the boy you're talking about, and he is angry. I'm not going to secretly draw him."
"You could tell him you're drawing him," said Mum. "It doesn't have to be a secret."
"No," said Tammy. "Ugh," said Mum. "I'll just have to emblazon his image in my memory." Mum walked down the road with her eyes closed, busy emblazoning.
"Dog poo," said Tammy.
"What?" said Mum, opening her eyes and leaping backwards.
"Gotcha," said Tammy.
"Good one," said Mum. "I'll pay that." She high-fived Tammy, and they kept walking in silence. "I really like your new school," said Mum.
"It's only one day a week," said Tammy.
"I know," said Mum, "but there's so many new things about it. It's fascinating."
"They've got nachos at the canteen," said Tammy, "and milkshakes." "That doesn't sound very healthy," said Mum.
"I don't think they care," said Tammy. "My favourite thing about the new school," said Mum, "is the lollipop lady." Tammy glanced back at the lollipop lady on the zebra crossing. Tammy didn't say anything, but she agreed. The lollipop lady was impressive. She'd never seen someone wearing so much high-vis clothing before. They had a children's crossing near their house, and the lady who took kids across only wore a high-vis vest, and she didn't have a sign. This lollipop lady was much more impressive. She had a knee-length, full-sleeve, high-vis coat, a broad-brim high-vis hat, steel-capped boots, and a proper stop-slow sign. "She's wonderful," said Mum. "So easy to see, and such a mullet."
"You can't tell if she's got a mullet," said Tammy. "She's wearing a hat."
"I sense that it's a mullet," said Mum. "She definitely has long golden locks and a full fringe. It could easily be a mullet."
"Middle-aged women don't have mullets," said Tammy.
"That lollipop lady is capable of anything," said Mum. "The determined stride of her gait and the steely glint in her eye. She could stop the traffic with the force of her personality alone. Seeing her stride out onto the white stripes in the road, it's like seeing a Valkyrie descend from the heavens."
"What's a Valkyrie?" asked Tammy. I'm not entirely sure, admitted Mum. Most of my knowledge of Valkyries comes from watching Bugs Bunny cartoons. I do know that they're deeply impressive women who feature in German operas. They wear helmets with horns and they've got armoured bodices and they sing opera with the deafening intimidation and decibels of a car alarm. Tammy thought about this. The lollipop lady did have the build of an opera singer. Next week you should park on the other side of the road, said Tammy, so we can cross.
Oh, good idea, said Mum.
Then I can ask her a name.
Her name's Barb, said Tammy.
Oh, it is, exclaimed Mum.
Of course.
Or Beck, said Tammy. Or Beth. Definitely something with a B.
Betty, perhaps.
No, it has to be Barb, said Mum. Barb fits.
What do you mean, asked Tammy.
Well, a barb is a weapon. You get barbs on spears and fish hooks, so when you catch your prey, they can't escape. It's the perfect name for her. If you tried to drive through a crossing without slowing down, she'd barb you.
You're an idiot, said Tammy.
I bet that's what's on her stick, said Mum.
What, said Tammy?
Inside the lollipop sign, said Mum. If anyone drives through the crossing as she's stepping out, she whips off the rampart at the top of the sign, and underneath there is a three-pronged barbed trident, like Poseidon, god of the sea, has, and she hurls it at their car tyres.
That would cause an accident, said Tammy.
Yes, said Mum. The driver would lose control and crash into one of the buses. Then Barb would run them down. She obviously isn't a fast runner, but she doesn't need to be, because Barb's trident has barbs, so anything she hits with it is not going anywhere.
The school isn't going to let a middle-aged woman throw spears at passing cars, said Tammy.
Of course they would, said Mum. She's protecting children. Poor little innocent children who are just trying to cross the road so they can go home to their mothers.
You hate children, said Tammy.
I do not, said Mum. I respect young people for the complex personalities that they are.
You hate them, said Tammy.
I think they're all evil, said Mum. It's not the same thing.
The school wouldn't let the lollipop lady have a spear, said Tammy.
They'd turn a blind eye, said Mum. If she's a Valkyrie, they really wouldn't have any say. She would have been sent by the gods.
The gods, said Tammy.
Probably the Norse one, said Mum. She looks like a Norse god.
You mean like Thor from the movie, said Tammy.
Thor in the movies does not look like a Norse god, said Mum. The Norse gods are from Scandinavia, where it's horrifically cold almost all the time. If they had as little body fat as Thor from the movies, they'd all die of hypothermia in autumn. They wouldn't even make it to winter. No, a real Norse god would look just like Barb.
But why would the Norse gods send a Valkyrie here? Asked Tammy.
Perhaps she did something terrible and was thrown out of the heavens as punishment, said Mum.
Like what? Asked Tammy.
Maybe she wore too much high vis, suggested Mum, and gave everyone a headache.
Tammy made a scoffing noise.
Perhaps she got in a fight with another god, said Mum.
Perhaps over a man. That's the type of thing gods get into fights over all the time.
Or perhaps she got thrown out because she's got a terrible temper.
So they sent her down here to work with children, said Tammy.
She doesn't really work with the children, said Mum. She works with the traffic. They sent her down here to use her terrible otherworldly rage on the traffic.
That's ridiculous, said Tammy.
Have you ever seen a kid get hit by a car on that crossing?
Mum asked.
No, said Tammy.
There you go then, said Mum.
I've only been here twice, said Tammy.
2 whole days with no kids getting hit by cars, said Mum.
That's a job well done.
You're an idiot, said Tammy.
Maybe, said Mum. Or maybe I'm a genius and I'm the only one who can see the truth.
I think there's a greater probability that you're an idiot, said Tammy.
Have you been learning about probability? Asked Mum.
Yeah, we did it today in school, said Tammy.
Now that is an important life skill, said Mum.
We never could have guessed the probability of so many mullet-headed kids or a Valkyrie at your new school.
The end. Thank you for listening. To support this podcast, just buy a book by me, R.A. Spratt. There's lots to choose from across the Friday Barnes, Pesky Kids and Nanny Piggins series. And now there's the book of this podcast, Shockingly Good Stories, and the audiobooks for The Adventures of Nanny Piggins and Friday Barnes Girl Detective. You can order any of these things through your local bookstore or go to my website, raspratt.com, and click on the book depository banner. They've got all my titles and free international shipping.
That's it for now. Until next time, goodbye.